Welcome to the ELI's Finding Chicago Global Perspectives Podcast Series for AEPP 2020. I'm your host, Chen Jieyi, Jenny, and I'm currently enrolled in the University of Chicago's Harris School of Public Policy. Today, we will be exploring the topic of youth homelessness in Chicago and the United States and try to debunk the myths of that. Recently, I'm reading a book called Evicted, Poverty and Profit in the American City by Matthew Desmond, and I became interested in how life would be after that eviction, especially for the youth who have no income and no ability to even earn a living. Then I checked online how many homeless youth are there in Chicago. And by the way, in this podcast, homeless youth is referred to unaccompanied minors who are under 18 years old. And I found an astounding number of 6,745 homeless youth according to Chicago Coalition for the Homeless in 2018. I just cannot imagine how life would be if I were among the 6,745 homeless youth. They may sometimes live in their relatives and friends' houses, or share shelters with all kinds of strangers, or just poorly sleep on the streets. We do need to pay attention to this social problem in Chicago, not only because of the astounding number, but also because of the poor situations of this group. First, homeless youth are easily abused. A homeless report by Chicago Department of Family and Supportive Services in 2018 says, this group have to trade something for a place to sleep, for example, by trafficking or by trading sex acts. Secondly, they can hardly study or work. Without even a place to take a rest, physical conditions for study or work cannot be satisfied. Just how can they do so? Third, things are becoming worse and worse due to a vicious cycle in funding them. 2018 report by Chicago Department of Family and Support Services also mentions that homeless youngsters hardly seek for official or city services, but rather turn to their social circles like friends for sheltering. Therefore, it is really hard for the government to find them and count them. Chicago's point-in-time count in 2018 only found 7 such cases, while Chicago Coalition for the Homeless found 6,745, as we mentioned before. This leads to disproportionately less funding in the next few years. Actually, youth homelessness is a severe problem nationwide, not only in Chicago, but in the U.S. There were around 700,000 homeless youth ages 13 to 17, according to a 2017 study by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. To tackle the problem, the priority from me is to understand why. After research on this group, I held the opinion that family and parents are the main reasons for homelessness, but not children themselves. It is time to treat this miscognition on homeless youth. There are mainly 2 groups of reasons. One group is purely due to parents. According to a 2019 report by Congressional Research on Runaway and Homeless Youth, family conflict is the main reason for being homeless cited by the youth. Unstable families can experience parent losses, parents' misbehaviors such as having drugs and alcohol, even in and out of prisons, which has really bad impact on children, and they may leave their home, or they are just have no place to live because their family are broken. The other group here is related to youth themselves. Paul and others researched for homeless youth in the U.S. in 2007, and Michael and others researched on family interventions for youth experiencing or at risk of homelessness in 2016, point out sexual activities, sexual orientation, pregnancy, school problems, and alcohol and drug use are the reasons for family discords, which may abandon those children. Some teenagers may have their own problems and misbehaviors, but how could parents just abandon and let go of them because of some mistakes in their young life? Their life can only be worse and worse without parents' financial support and education. Therefore, the latter group should be the outcome of families and parents' non-behavior, and they are the victim of such kind of family. From the standpoint of parenting and following this path of being homeless, I hope that we can prevent this crisis from actually happening. Some solutions can be found by tracing back to potential parents and find the attributes of unstable families. The Geelong Project has already been doing so by collaborating with educational systems and has reached pretty good results, according to Voice of the Youth Count evaluation. My thoughts and solutions on this may be more radical. Following this path, it can be by providing condoms to people who actually cannot raise up children and may abandon those children later in their life. Actually, some parents do not want to feed so many kids, but they have no choices when having sex. By providing condoms to them, at least they can determine by themselves whether they will have kids or not, with them on hand. At the very last, I want to say that youth homelessness is more than related to kids, parents, and organizations, but actually to a much broader structural problem about unaffordable renting prices, inequality and poverty, also around LGBTQ group and ethnic groups. Just like the book I mentioned in the very beginning, Evicted, Poverty and Profit in the American City. It is not a so natural thing for those people to become homeless or evicted, but like poverty and profit are always mentioned together in this capitalized society. To be frank, I do not hope to see the outcomes of being evicted. I just cannot imagine how life would be for those group of people. So here I am calling out more people, audience like you, to care about more the poorest homeless kids. Not only because it is so severe for them, but also because they are part of the future of America. I hope we can help young people who are in homeless and see fewer and fewer such cases happening in the future. Thanks for your listening.